at all. I've just got it on for my convenience. But I want you to tell me any ideas you've had about comprehension, about how you can make it less painful. Yes?
Well, you could have numbers on the side to the question that you had on the test.
On the common entrance?
On like boy.
Mm. Do you find it easier if you can find the lines quickly? What about you, Lauren?
You only have to do one way down.
Yes, that's all right for the taking off the surface structure, like where did he hide his treasures and things like that. Yes. But if you're trying to infer something, like saying why did you think somebody did that?
Yeah, you don't remember it a lot there, but when it's one word.
It's only when you've got to write a sentence and you know the answer.
Put one word in.
Yes?
I would like it if the story wasn't too complicated, or it wasn't funny, but it was like funny.
Mm-hmm.
Not like about knights and...
The thing is, if you make it completely easy, then everyone will get a top marks.
But like middle, not like really hard. Not like really hard. What's an exciting story?
Because then you get interested in it.
And what's an exciting story? Give me some examples.
You would just go walking and you saw something shiny under a tree. You didn't know what it was, so you went over and you found a treasure, something underneath.
Awesome song. Well, it could have been a sort of script where it's in the middle of an adventure or something.
Yes.
And we're just about to do something, I don't know.
So you like an exciting, even though it's work, you still like an exciting
beat.
I think you get into the story more.
Yeah.
Right. Did you enjoy doing the thought fox?
Yes.
So that's a good form of comprehension, is it? And did it make you try to understand the poem more because you were...
You could imagine it in your head.
Yeah.
And
you were drawing.
Yeah.
And do you normally imagine it in your head if I just say answer these questions?
No.
And it makes it easier to understand if you picture it in your head, doesn't it? Right. And what about the Elidor thing, you know, writing the next chapter? How did you feel about that? Why are all this laughing? Come on. Speak to me, say something.
No.
You didn't like it?
I thought the story was complicated.
Did anybody like Elidor? Last year, it was a lot of the class's favourite book when they finished. Oh, so what's the difference between you?
We just don't like things like that.
Well, like what?
Complicated.
Yeah, we're
going to
understand it.
Yeah.
One minute is so tight. Some words you don't understand.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, you didn't seem to find Jane Eyre boring. You enjoyed watching the
No, because that's amazing. It's not
magic
in it or anything. Because you don't understand that it's really happening or it's imagination.
You think it's in your head as well.
Why, Sarah?
Because you're not working.
Yeah.
You're
watching TV.
We were working, but we weren't, writing.
It's easier to watch a story.
It's actually far more complicated than Elidor, I would have thought. It's far, far harder.
Even if we watched Elidor on TV, we'd understand it. If you watch something, then you know it. You don't understand it.
Yeah,
heads
as well.
If you watch it, you understand.
I find television spoils it for me.
We read the Borrowers book in 2 years and we've seen the Borrowers on TV.
Yeah,
you know when we were reading
Elidor, well, you know when they had pictures, they're all black and you couldn't really see them.
I think it was the first picture.
You know, he went into the Elidor, and then they had those rocks and those bones and things. Well, they were just sort of squiggles.
Pictures turned you off, did they?
The writing, when it said Finchorn, writing when she couldn't understand it, when the pencil was writing, it was like
one of the pictures in Elidor, they said,
there's
stones. when I got this picture in my head. And then when I saw the picture, it looked totally different and just sort of a blur, so I sort of went off it then and I didn't really get back into the story. Mm. I never really got into it much.
So it would be better with no pictures at all,
yeah.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, because, you know, Trevor's in the stories, you sort of had your own sort of thing then, it didn't really spoil it for you.
Yes.
Right,
Lauren.
When we passed it around the class, when some people are reading, you can't understand what they're saying. Because so if you say it so slowly, then you hear then it wasn't. You can't understand it.
That's so true. So if someone reads too fast, you can't understand. And if someone reads too slow, you can't understand.
So it has to be
I understand it more when you read to us because sometimes I understand it more when you read to us.
But I would have thought you would find it boring being read to.
When I read it, you know what they are.
So if the drawings are good, it helps with the story, and if the drawings are complicated or bad, then it spoils it.
When I'm reading something in class, all I do is read the words. I don't even think what I'm saying. I just read what's there.
Yes, yeah. I find that
as
well.
I just don't know what's going on. I just read the words.
Mm, then, of course, it doesn't make sense.
Because you don't understand. I don't understand it.
You know, you were saying about how you could do comprehension. Well, why don't you sort of split it up into groups? Like, who likes some, fantasy things, and who likes sort of them? And then do comprehensions on those sort of things, you know, to sort of mix with their tastes and things like that.
So the real thing is finding a passage that you like.
Yeah. So far. If it's not a very good passage, then we won't get into the story.
Yes, Laura?
Well, you could say, who likes adventure stories and who likes, funny stories and, put them in groups of who likes serious stories. So you could say, who likes adventure stories and put everybody on a table who likes adventure stories, then do funny and then do whatever.
Different comprehensions for each thing.
And see how they do on those.
And then, you know, you can swap around and see how well you're doing, compare the marks.
Mm. Right. So, so far I've thought of drawing comprehensions, like the Thought Fox, and then carrying on essays, like Elidor, and then the old answering questions. Can anyone think of any other? I mean, there must be other ways to find out what you've read from a text, other than, you know, can you just expand on that? Just try to think about it, instead of just answering questions. And what sort of questions would you like? Yes, Lauren first.
Well, we sort of, I would like if you read us a story and then you wrote it, and then how we thought it would be, how we'd like it to be. Like if we were the writer, had to do the same storyline, but how we would like to write it.
Mm-hmm. Right, Sarah?
Well, if we sort of, you know, read a couple of chapters and then sort of do a play about it, mm-hmm. you know, so it really gets into us and we're sort of in the story because we're acting it out.
Mm. So you'd like to link texts with drama, would you?
Yes.
So say we did acted out parts of Carrie's War or parts of Elidor in the drama lessons. Would you find that useful? Doesn't sound very like it.
It featured a nice story.
Bits
of Jane Eyre.
Yes.
Right. Why is Jane Eyre a nice story when Carrie's War?
I like Carrie's War. Exciting.
You haven't had, yes, the difficulty is I've only given you a bit of Carrie's War and then we've left it with the scholarship going. I like to have a blitz effect and read a lot because I think it's awful when you only get one bit a week. I mean, you can't possibly get excited about one bit a week. Yes, Rachel?
I don't like fantasy things, like Jane Eyre's,
hasn't got any
magical things. I like the bit in Jane Eyre with that lady,
Laughing at it.
His wife.
I like
his black and white
video.
I like his thing,
and it was simple.
I like his Walter.
Yeah, Walter.
Well, I think A tiny bit of horror into the thing.
So you enjoy being frightened, do you?
Yeah!
Yes. Right. Who's being frightened? Yes, to John?
You know when the... Well, I like the bit when it's got horror bits in. I like horror stories.
Right. Yes, Sarah?
You know, when we're saying about horror things and everything, well, you know, point horror books, they're not too awful, but, you know, they're sort of, you know, sort of like, fun.
I'm
going to set for Christmas in the week.
In the week, John, I presume them in. There were people, like, chasing them, and I could really get into the people that were chasing them.
Yeah, it was a very weekend. Can you remember the end?
We didn't read it.
Everything just went back to normal. Yeah. Charlie in the Chocolate Factory. What made me go on was the sweets.
Could you just be thinking about this one? What is it about Roald Dahl that makes even people who don't like reading him? Is it? Can the writer come halfway to meet you, do you think? Right, Rachel.
It's funny.
Yeah.
And you like funny books.
Yeah, and when you're reading it out, you can use funny voices.
Right. Like in Matilda.
Do you feel as if Roald Dahl is using real people?
Yeah, it's funny. In Matilda, it was funny because she put the puts in her hat. In normal books, you wouldn't get that. You know, Roald Dahl, the designer, you would think he was a little child because that's how we always think, and he puts little bits in his books. That older people don't put in their books, and it makes them sort of like real life children.
Catherine, coming back to your show.
At the moment, I'm reading The Hobbit. Mm-hmm. I don't know who it's
by. Tolkien.
Well, I find it very interesting because it's about these tiny little squidgy monsters.
Yes. Yeah, we started reading The Hobbit last year with the class who loved Elidor, and they just weren't interested. They didn't like it at all. And yet they adored Elidor. I mean, we did a list of top 10 favourite books, and Elidor was in an awful lot of those lists. Yeah.